This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Before we get into AMI at the movies, let's have a look at the trailer for Acts of Love, one of several documentary films about relationships streaming at this year's Hot Docs Film Festival.
Once I got to Chicago, I started thinking about a film. I wrote an announcement on my dating profile inviting men to an audition. Come to my studio and be on camera for a half hour. You'll receive something in exchange. It could be sex. Or something else.
Outplay Films presents.
This is completely narcissistic, you know. Why not just write a script and hire actors? That's not a real normal thing to do in life.
Could you get undressed for me?
Stop.
A naked man is photographed.
I didn't force it on you, like you didn't force us to be here. Why do you want, what is this?
I guess it's only to be expected when trying to use real people. I mean, real people do unexpected things.
Our entertainment critic, Michael McNeely, has been covering Hot Docs and joins us now to discuss documentary films about relationships and personal experiences. Hey, good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to catch up with you once again. So, Michael, a doc about a personal experience and relationship, just one. Best documentary at the Oscars. And of course, we're referring to My Octopus Teacher. So what makes these kinds of documentaries so appealing to audiences?
I think it's because that at some point in our lives, we're all going to be in a relationship or not. We could be in a relationship with lots of different people or animals or things. It's not necessarily a sexual relationship. It can be a friendship. It can be acquaintances. And I think the question that we need to ask ourselves is, how do we know if we're in a good relationship and how do we know if we're not? And how much can we share with a documentary filmmaker?
So earlier we shared a clip from the trailer of Acts of Love. What is it about, what is it that you think or that you like about the doc?
So Acts of Love is about a young man, probably about the same age as I am, who is coming out of a breakup with an older man. And he's using the documentary as a way to air some of his grievances. And he's questioning whether or not he would like to get into a new relationship. I thought that this film was a little bit self-absorbed. I thought it was a bit navel-gazing. And this is kind of why I wanted to talk about it today, because it's possible to talk so much about yourself that you end up alienating other people. Mm. And it's funny because in this film, Acts of Love, he talks to his mother. And his mother tells him the same thing that I'm saying now. And his mother says, why are you doing this movie in the first place? Nobody's going to be interested in this. You sound like a narcissist. I'm thinking, yeah, Mom. That's good. Call it out for what it is. So I would have liked a movie about his mother.
So. Well, Michael, you may have given him an idea for a sequel on that one. So there you go. We'll give you a producer credit for that. Michael, another film here at Hot Docs is Grey Roads. It's about a young man's attachment to his father and his grandfather, as well as the town of Markdale, Ontario. Do you recommend this one?
I do, very much so. I think it's a wonderful history movie about Markdale. It shows how Markdale has changed over the years. It shows why it's still important to the townspeople today. It's amazingly filmed. The scenery is beautiful. Now, Markdale is a town that is home to 1,500 people, so it's quite small. However, with people moving from the GTA, it's probably going to get larger soon. And so they're talking about the changes of Markdale. And to bring it back to our topic for today, it is both a personal film as well as a political one. It's personal because it's about a young man's relationship to his father and his grandfather, and the grandfather is his mother's father, so not necessarily his father's father. And both men, both older men in the film, are extremely different. The father is involved in a motorcycle gang, a motorcycle club, and drinks heavily. And the grandfather is involved in the Waterway Club, and is also a, I think he's probably attempting to make up for some of the sins of his past. So I think it's really well done. I think it's perfectly shows the personal without getting too navel-gazing.
Michael, something you touch upon there speaks to the way that even a very personal story, a personal documentary, can speak about a bigger societal issue, part of a larger world. And that's what some folks have said about the film Through the Night, about Dee's Tots, a daycare that stays open through the night. What did you feel about this film at Hot Docs?
This was one of the films that I was excited about seeing last week. And I think it could have gotten better. I really enjoyed it. I think one of the important things to know about this documentary is that it takes a fly-in-the-wall approach, and you're looking at how Dee's Tots is run year-round. So there's not really much narration, there's not really much explanation for what's going on. But what you can see is that Nunu, who runs Dee's Tots, is an extraordinary woman, and she cares for the community to such a degree that she's neglecting her own personal health. So the film does ask questions about what kind of a society would allow someone to be overburdened with the needs of other people's children so much that she neglects her own health. And it asks questions about what we call the working poor, such as those people who need to work two or three jobs to earn a living. How are they supposed to spend time with their children if they can't do that? Because they don't have enough money to get health insurance, for example, or enough money to take off. So it does ask a lot of those questions, but it does so while not forgetting about the personal connection.
There's an international component to Hot Docs as well. There's a Russian short documentary called Don't Hesitate to Come for a Visit, Mom. How is this an appropriate film for our current pandemic life?
Well, I'm guessing that this film was made just before the pandemic because it's the story of a Russian mother who has gone abroad to study. And ultimately, the film is told by her daughter's perspective, who is 3 years old, and she uses a phone to talk to her mom on, you know, cam, like we're doing. And essentially the last 7 minutes of the film are the mom sitting a lullaby to her child and, you know, saying goodnight. And it's just heartbreaking because, you know, that the mom really wants to be with her child and the child misses her mom. And it's just the reality of our lives. So I think it couldn't have said it better, with all of us living in isolation and perhaps trying to be loving and affectionate to each other over camera.
That's really well put, Michael, and definitely something that resonates with so many folks. Now, Hot Docs does not have a monopoly on personal documentaries. In fact, this style of documentary has been around for a while. So, Michael, you had a couple of recommendations you wanted to offer to us about some older personal connection documentaries. What are they?
Well, I'd like to mention A Better Man. I believe that's made by the NFB National Film Board, and it was also at Hot Docs a few years ago. And it's a documentary about a woman who has survived domestic violence, and she gets to ask her domestic abuser some questions. And I wouldn't recommend that for everyone, and I wouldn't recommend the approach because it's not necessarily safe to talk to your abuser, but it's a very interesting experiment. And she gets to go into all the details, and she doesn't hold back. And she says, you know, you hurt me, I am never the same way again. And, you know, I'm happy, I'm better off without you. So those are all powerful messages. Another documentary It's called Failure. F-R-A-I-L-E-R. As in Rico Failure. And it comes from the Netherlands. And I liked it so much, I actually ordered it from the Netherlands directly. And so basically what happens is it starts off as a film, as a fictional film, about an actress who has cancer, breast cancer, and she's dying. So she's talking to all her friends and doing that kind of thing. We've all seen this movie a million times. But then about 10 minutes near the end, the actor comes on camera, like I am here, touches the camera and says, "Hello, my name is so-and-so. I'm the actress in this movie and I do have breast cancer and I am dying. I don't have enough time to finish this movie, so I'm just going to do my own story now." So all of a sudden, the fictional movie changes to a documentary. And I just remember being there in the audience and I was like, holy, this thing has gotten real.
Hey, Michael, thank you for sharing this perspective on these films. We appreciate it. We always appreciate you going back into your knowledge of the industry and sharing these unique perspectives. So all the best to you. I hope you continue to enjoy the festival, and we will talk to you again next week.
Yes, next week, and hopefully you won't need a bleep in. You won't need to bleep me out in time. But that's one of the challenges with a personal documentary, is that you don't know when you're going to have to bleep someone out.
Don't worry, Mike. Thanks, Michael. Don't worry. We never need to worry about censoring Michael McNeely too much, at least not his thoughts, sometimes his words. That was our entertainment critic, Michael McNeely, with a discussion on documentaries about relationships and personal experiences. Remember, the Hot Docs Film Festival comes to an end this Sunday, May the 9th. For more information, you can visit hotdocs.ca. That's hotdocs.ca. Coming up after the break, we'll have the big business story of the day. This is Now with Dave Brown on AMI. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.